Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's missing persons case involves three sailors over in the UK who were sent out to a lighthouse because they noticed that the flag was missing and no light was on in the lighthouse, which is pretty much doesn't happen unless something did happen. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this horrifying true disappearance case. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Mystery at the Lighthouse. As in every year, there were events in 1900 that some people remember. If nothing else, history preserves their memory. For example, there was the steamer Sir Walter Scott, which from its launch in 1900 provided many enjoyable moments for cruisers on Loch Katrine. The steamer was a large and luxurious vessel, with enough room to comfortably accommodate all of its passengers. Also long remembered was Queen Victoria's ceremonial visit to Balmoral Castle in Aberdeen. The castle was draped in banners and flags, and the Queen was greeted by a cheering crowd. Or, the gruesome disappearance of three sailors at Flannan Isles Lighthouse. The lighthouse was a lonely and isolated place, and the sailors were never seen again. Their disappearance remains a mystery to this day. The captain could barely see anything beyond the window. The storm was battering the waves against the ship. Rain was pelting the glass so hard it sounded like hail, and the ship was creaking and groaning under the strain. Although the sailors were experienced, they had never felt so close to death in their lives. If the waves had been stronger, the steamer might have swept them out to sea. But it was not the weather which was the captain's only concern. He was looking for the light, but he could not find it. Nothing could have been worse than hitting a rock. The lighthouse at Flamin Island had no light. "What the hell is wrong with it?" he asked himself. Standing there on the deck, no word could leave the sailors' mouths. But they were sure that something was definitely wrong. Something sinister was out there. The captain had a bad feeling about it, like a cold hand on his heart. He had to find the light, or they were all going to die. When the ship successfully docked in Leith on December 18, 1900, the fault report was forwarded to the Northern Lighthouse Board, which was responsible for the maintenance of the lighthouse. To find out and repair the fault, three men were sent to the island from Lewis and arrived there from Breezeclete on December 26. The tower was operated by three men, James Ducat, Thomas Marshall, and Donald MacArthur. Captain Jim Harvey asked when he noticed that the flag was missing from the pole on their arrival. "That's strange. Where the hell is the flag?" His voice held a note of apprehension as if he sensed that something was wrong. He may have fell unconscious if he knew that sinister dark forces surrounded the island. On arrival, the crew found the flag was missing from the pole. The boxes containing the usual supplies had been left at the mooring station to be refilled, and, more ominously, none of the lighthouse keepers were there to greet them ashore. The captain of the Hesperus tried to reach them by blowing the ship's whistle and firing a flare, but was unsuccessful. A sense of foreboding and unease settled over the ship and its crew, as they realized that something was very wrong. The captain of the ship, Jim Harvey, had a feeling that something was not right when they arrived at the island, and the flag was missing from the pole. He might have felt that dark, sinister forces were at work. A boat was launched, and Joseph Moore, alone, was put ashore. As he was approaching the buildings, he was getting more nervous. He did not know what to expect. The only thing which eased his nervousness was the light breeze on his face. When he arrived, he found that the flag was missing, the boxes containing the usual supplies had been left, and the lighthouse keepers were not there to greet them. The captain tried to reach them, but was unsuccessful. He found both the camp's front gate and the front door locked, the beds unmade, and the clock stopped. The kitchen utensils were all very clean, a sign that they had been left some time after dinner. After returning to port with the bad news, he went back to the lighthouse with two other sailors of Hesperus. A further search revealed that the lights had been cleaned and refilled. They also found a set of oilskins, a special waterproof cloth used during that time, which suggested that one of the guards had left the lighthouse without wearing them. Other than that, there was no sign of either of them, either in the lighthouse or on the island. Moore and three volunteer sailors were left on the island to look after the lighthouse, and the Hesperus returned to Lewis. Captain Harvey submitted a telegram to the Northern Lighthouse Board on December 26, 1900, writing the following. There has been a terrible accident at Flannan's. The three guards, the Ducat, the Marshal, and the Occasional, were missing from the island. The clock stopped, and other signs indicated that the accident may have happened about a week ago. Poor guys. They must have fallen off the rocks or drowned trying to secure a crane. Meanwhile, people combed every corner of the island for clues to the guard's fate. They found that everything was intact on the east coast, but on the west coast, they found signs of damage from recent storms. They also found the scattered remains of a broken crate. Iron railings were bent. The railroad track along the trail was torn off of the concrete, and a large boulder had shifted. On December 29, 1900, Robert Muirhead, the council's inspector, arrived on the island to conduct an official investigation. He inspected the clothing left behind at the lighthouse and concluded that Ducat and Marshall had gone down to West Harbor and MacArthur had left the lighthouse in a single shirt during the heavy rain. Whoever was the last person to leave the lighthouse unattended was in violation of the rules, and the West Harbor was in a disastrous condition that I cannot describe in words. Well, they must have been swept away by the sea, the inspector concluded. Further theories have been put forward about the strange entries in the statement diary found in the lighthouse. Marshall wrote on December 12th that it was the strongest wind I had ever seen in 20 years. But he also reported that Ducat was very quiet, and Donald MacArthur was crying and upset several times. This was odd because MacArthur was a sailor famous for his bar fights and not afraid of anything. So it was odd that a storm would make him cry. The next day, according to his diary entries, the storm still raged on and the three men were praying. This was puzzling because all three men were experienced lighthouse keepers who knew they were in a secure structure, 100 meters above the sea level, and should know that they were safe inside. In addition, there were no storms reported in the area on December 12th, 13th, and 14th. But if there were no storms, what caused the devastation in the West Harbor? The last log entry was reportedly made on December 15th and read, "The storm is over, the sea is calm.
God is over all.
In 2020, however, journalist Mike Dash concluded that the diary entries were fictional and that they were made up to sensationalize the story. The bodies of the three sailors were never found. And of course, improbable explanations were offered, such as that a sea serpent or giant seabird had taken the men. They might have been under the influence of mermaids or sirens, or that they had acquired a ship to sail away and started a new life somewhere else, or that they had been kidnapped by foreign spies, or that they had been ill-fated by the malevolent spirits of a ghost ship. In any case, the incident was still remembered years later. Others suggest, however, that MacArthur may have seen the large waves approaching the island and, knowing that his colleagues were likely to be in danger, he jumped down from the tower to warn his companions, only to be swept away by the violent wave that reached the shore. Research by historian James Love recently revealed that Marshall had previously been fined 5 shillings when his equipment was washed away during a powerful hurricane. It is likely then to avoid another fine, he and Duckett tried to secure their equipment during the storm and were consequently swept away by the wind. MacArthur presumably suffered the same fate. Love believes that MacArthur was probably in a hurry to warn or help his colleagues, and was also swept away by the wind. This theory explains why they did not wear oilskins or jackets, but not why the gate was closed. Another theory is based on a first-hand experience of Walter Albert, who was the keeper of the lighthouse from 1953 to 1957. He believed that one of them may indeed have been swept out to sea, and then tried to help two of his companions, but they too were swept away by the waves. An additional explanation is based on psychology. MacArthur is said to have had an impulsive nature. This may have led him to starting a fight on one of the rocks, which caused all three men to fall to their deaths. But some say one of the men went mad, murdered the other two, dumped their bodies in the sea, and jumped to his death. In isolated places, loneliness can take its toll on even the most resilient. The mind may wander in solitude, and the silence can be deafening. Isolation can have an incalculable effect on people, and may not even think how solitude can shape our personalities. Some people may even go to the extremes in despair and desperation, because the lack of human interaction can be maddening. This was a pretty interesting disappearance missing persons cases that still has not been solved. What do you guys think happened to those three sailors that were left at the lighthouse? How do you think that they disappeared? Was it from the storm? Sirens? AKA evil mermaids? Or was it something else? Let me know down in the comments below what you guys think. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and share me with your friends. And again, like always, spread me like butter. Yeah. Have a good night. And stay spooky.